Explorers, welcome back to another episode of Brain Explorers. Today we have a very special guest joining us. In this episode, we will be exploring the world of music and its powerful connections to the brain with none other than my piano teacher, Mr. Jean Müller. Mr. Jean Müller is an experienced pianist and teacher who has guided many students on their musical journeys, including myself. Today we will discuss the impact of music in learning, discipline, and creativity. So please join me in welcoming Mr. Müller to the show. Thank you very much for joining us today. Hello. First off, can you tell us a little bit about your musical journey? When did you start playing piano and what made you fall in love with it?
Well, I have to say that both my parents being musicians, I fell, so to say, in the music world just when I was a baby already. And of course, I heard a lot of music, and when I was 6 years old, I decided I want to play the piano. Absolutely. And I think I really fell in love with it just about a year later. My father, who is a pianist himself, he was practicing the Etude in Thirds by Frédéric Chopin, and it has a lot of chromatic scales, and somehow this chromaticism tickled my brain, and I wanted to absolutely play it myself, and so I sat down for hours and hours until I could play the piece.
Moving on to the next question, we all know that music has such a big impact on our brains and emotions. How do you think learning an instrument like the piano affects your brain and creativity?
Well, I think there have been a lot of scientific studies about this, and apparently I read that when you start an instrument quite early in life, something like before 7 or 8, even the structure of your brain is changing. So I believe that it's incredibly useful to play an instrument to learn about problem solving and to learn about how you behave yourself in your own life. It gives you a structure and a discipline, and this can be very useful. And above all, of course, it is just a huge joy to make music. It brings joy and it gives yourself joy.
As a teacher, what's one of your favorite moments you've experienced while teaching piano? Maybe something that really stuck with you?
Well, that's a very good question, but there are so many moments, I wouldn't say that one in particular stuck with me. But I can tell you that what gives me most joy in teaching is when, you know, you work with the student sometimes for a long time to reach a certain result, sometimes you have setbacks, or it proves to be difficult because it is challenging to play the piano. And then there will be a moment in a concert or in an exam where suddenly everything falls into place, and what you have worked for so long suddenly just turns out great. And this is something that gives me a lot of joy and satisfaction.
Creativity is such a huge part of music. From your perspective, how does playing and composing music stimulate creativity and problem solving in the brain?
Well, we talked about it a little earlier already. I think that just because it is so complicated and it involves so many different areas of our being human, that's already something that is gives you an experience as a whole person. I want to explain myself. I mean, music is structure, so it speaks to the intellectual part of our brain, but it is also emotion. And somehow it teaches us to strike a balance between the more rational thoughts and the more emotional thoughts, and we need to control both at the same time. And in order to do this, also, we need to be very creative, because it implies that we need to solve problems all the time. Because how can you do something complicated if you feel so strongly about it in the same time? So this is, for me, the main point to answer your question.
We often hear that playing an instrument can improve memory. In your experience, how do you think learning the piano has helped you enhance your memory skills?
Well, I believe that actually, what do we remember? That's the question. And I think that we remember those things we feel very strongly about. And music is something, at least, that for me always was something I felt very strongly about. And so it's just naturally that when when I think of music, I remember it. And the more, let's give you an example. Sometimes I've had an experience or memory in my life and it is connected to some music. And then later on, when I hear this music, this memory immediately comes up in my mind. So I believe it helps me just to create a lot of memories, and by that helps also my memory in itself to become better.
When playing with an orchestra, there's so much happening all at once. Different instruments, timing, and coordination. How do you think your brain processes all that information and helps you stay in sync with the rest of the orchestra while still helping you focus on your own performance?
I think the key to achieve that is awareness. And I believe that playing an instrument and playing music is actually an exercise in increasing awareness. And this is a journey that is never ending. We might think at any moment of our life that we are completely aware, but I have come to think that awareness is even itself something like a muscle. You need to train it, and when you train it, you can be aware of much more things. And in case you play with an orchestra, indeed, you need to be aware of what you do, but also about what others do. Fortunately enough, we have something that we call mirror neurons that makes us feel what other people feel. I think this is hugely important in playing together with other people, because at some moment we just magically, so to say, seem to feel in sync with the others, and then we can play together. But this again is something that has to do also with awareness.
Before we wrap up, is there any advice or inspiration you'd like to share with our brain explorers, especially those interested in learning music?
Well, to those who learn music, I would say, please continue the journey because it's worth it. And to the others, I would say, learn music anyway.
Thank you so much, Mr. Miller, for sharing your incredible journey and insights into the world of music. It's been fascinating to learn about how music not only enriches our lives, but also strengthens our brain. To all our listeners, I hope this episode has inspired you to explore music and deepen your appreciation for it. Remember, whether it's taught or practicing instrument or simply learning your favorite songs, music has a powerful way of sharpening our minds. Thank you for tuning in to Brain Explorers. Be sure to share this episode with your friends and family who love music as much as we do. I'm Alma, and until next time, keep exploring the wonders of your brain and the world around you.